Good evening, everyone. This is Ivy Hoops Online at the Palestra on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania. Tonight, the Princeton Tigers of Carla Berube claimed at least a share of the Ivy League regular season title with a convincing 71-52 victory over the Penn Quakers. The Tigers overcame a two-point deficit at halftime with a 27-7 explosion in the third quarter. Caitlin Chen's 27 points were high for the game. She got a lot of help from senior Grace Stone, who canned 17 points, 15 coming in the second half. The Quakers got off to a good start on senior night, grabbing a 17-12 lead after the first quarter. The Tigers cut the lead to 2-31-29, at the half. Whatever Carla Berube said during intermission, it obviously fell on receptive ears as the Tigers started the third period on an 11-0 run to take over the ball game. They just kept rolling from there, ballooning the lead to 18 after three quarters. Princeton finished the regular season with a record of 21-5, including a 12-game winning streak in the Ivy League after dropping its first two, the first Ivy League losses in Berube's Tiger career. The Quakers are 17-10 and won't have to wait long for a chance for revenge. In all probability, these two rivals will square off next Friday in the Ivy League tournament to be played at Princeton's Jadwin Gym. Jordan Obi had a double-double for the Quakers with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Kayla Padilla said goodbye to the Palestra faithful on senior night with 17 points. She is undoubtedly on her way to another All-Ivy team selection. Tomorrow at noon, the men's teams for these two schools square off at Jadwin with at least a share of the Ivy League regular season title at stake. If Penn wins, they get a share, and if the Tigers win, they get half the championship. If for some reason Yale should lose, then the winner of tomorrow's game will win the Ivy League regular season title outright and will grab the first seed in next week's tournament. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online saying so long from the Palestra. Thanks for listening.